This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 7 minutes past eight and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Now, Valentine's Day was earlier this week and reminders to love yourself were out in full force, and iconic Joy bestie Dannii Minogue sings it best when she sings, "I will love you better when I'm loving myself," in her new self-love confidence boost, Thinking About Us.
But Dannii's vocals are made only better with the sparkling keys and bouncing bass lines of DJ producer Ortone, who Dannii personally talks up at any chance.
And joining us this morning is the face behind the name Ortone, Brett. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. In your very first live radio interview.
Yeah, kind of. As Ortone, that is.
Oh.
I was on Joy a few years back when I was part of the Oxford Hustlers, but very brief sort of Mardi Gras kind of interview. But, yeah, this is my first solo. So exciting stuff.
Very exciting. Well, it is quite a year of firsts, and it is your first original song. So teaming up with Australian pop royalty like Dannii Minogue is huge. When you just tinkled on the keys to begin this song, did you imagine Dannii being the vocalist on it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah, I just wrote this song and just thought, yeah, this is a cool track. And I wrote it with DNA, the songwriters that are known for some of the huge Eurovision hits and, you know, a lot of Australian artists that you guys are playing on your station. But, it just took off. Like we got it to a point and went, geez, this is something really special. We can't settle for, you know, any old vocalist on this one. Let's aim high. And that's what we did. And, you know, the track sat there for a good year until we found a home for it. Yeah. And that happens with a lot of tracks. So, yeah, we're really glad that we waited.
So what did you do? Just, like, keep throwing it at Dannii until Dannii said yes? Like...
Not quite. No, I was throwing it to Dannii once, and yeah, she sat on it for a little bit, made sure it was the right fit for her, which was great. And yeah, then we got the call. She loved it.
Wow.
Wanted to do it, and the rest is history.
That's so exciting. Well, it is really refreshing to have incredible, talented DJs creating their own music. Is this a sign of more original work to come from you?
Absolutely. Got a couple of tracks in the works at the moment. So, yeah, you'll have to watch out and see what's coming.
Well, what's been your experience with music growing up? Were you a kid that played instruments, or was it always about the decks? What really got you into it all and on the board of making music and DJing in the way you do now?
Yeah, totally involved since I was a little tyke. You know, I had a little crappy keyboard at home when I was, I think, about 8 or 9 years old. My parents sort of encouraged that. And, yeah, through high school I just fell in love with music, and I had the best music teacher anyone could wish for that was so encouraging. Let me take instruments, keyboards home, and that's where I learned to produce and sequence music and stuff on the old, you know, synthesizers. So it's always been with me.
That's amazing. I love a good teacher moment. They change lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll be one of the DJs for the official Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras after party. Who are you hoping to hang out with backstage before tearing up the dance floor with your tunes?
Wow, yeah. It's going to be incredible. There are so many incredible artists. I am looking forward to maybe getting a cheeky hangout with Adam Lambert, I hope.
Ooh.
At least. Yeah, that could be cool. But, yeah, there's some incredible DJs and stuff. Some of my good friends, of course, that you guys are probably well aware of. We've also got Moto Blanco over from the UK, who I'm good friends with also. So, yeah, there'll be lots of kicking backstage, hopefully, with all those artists.
Do you have a track sitting in your back pocket to maybe give to Adam Lambert?
Ooh. That would be cool. I was saying to Anthony from DNA the other day, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we had a track and we could get him in the studio? You never know.
Well, like Rachel's thrown it out there now, so you're going to have to make it absolutely happen. Now, Mardi Gras does kick off. Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras kicks off tonight with a flag raising with so much queer fabulousness and art and stuff happening. You have a massive one and you're backing up the official Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras party with a gig at a Pooftoof set as well. What gets you through all of that chaos with DJing and all of the gigs back to back? How do you get through it?
Sleep. you got to get your sleep between it. Yeah, with Mardi Gras, it's not too much a late finish for me, which is going to be good. But my set the next day is not until night, so I've got all of Sunday just to chill and relax. So, also do have another gig on Sunday afternoon that's not yet announced.
There you go, everyone. Yeah. You're going to have to stay tuned to your socials, Autotone Music on Instagram, to be able to check out all about that. It's really funny that you say sleep, because earlier in the show, we were talking about the fact that we can't seem to get any properly. So
it's like you've been listening this morning, because we were talking about the fact that I have a sleep app that tells me I need to go to bed at 8 p.m., which is never going to happen. No. Have you ever been to bed at 8 p.m. as a DJ?
A lot lately.
Now you've made it big time.
Yeah, it's been full on the last couple of weeks, as you guys can imagine. And yeah, early beds are such a blessing for me at the moment. So yeah.
Maybe we need to become DJs, Rach, and that's how we can finally get some sleep.
Yeah. Sounds like the right thing to do. Now, you've survived your first live radio ads just Autotone. Hopefully it was a bit pain-free, and no better way to loosen up now than to listen to the amazing new dance track that we've been talking about. Autotone, thanks for joining us. Would you like to introduce your song?
Thank you. This is Autotone, and you're listening to my new track, Thinking About Us, with Danny Minogue on Joy.
Every time we
here it is.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.